You're doing it again. Trying to shrink into yourself like nobody can see those little ears on your head. Baby, people can see them. They're pointy and black and fuzzy. You're literally wearing cat ears in a public park. You think you're being subtle? No. Don't try to pull your hoodie over them again. I told you, hood stays down. And your hands stay folded right there in front. Good boy. You remember what happened last time, don't you? At the cafe. I thought that might get your attention. Come on, sit. No, not next to me, not on the bench. Right here, at my feet on the ground. Now. There you go. Knees in the grass, head bowed. Perfect little pet. God, you're cute like this. Even cuter than when the barista saw those ears and said, "Aw, that's adorable." You practically melted. Your face turned so red I could see it through the steam in your latte. And you still said, "Yes, ma'am," didn't you? You did. In front of her, because I told you to. I bet she was wondering what kind of game we were playing. If only she knew. Well, you knew. And you still obeyed me like the obedient little pet you are. Even when it made your voice crack. Even when you blushed so hard you could barely look her in the eyes. And you liked it, didn't you? Didn't you? Say it out loud. Tell me you liked it. That's what I thought. Good boy. Oh, you're trembling. You're trembling and we haven't even done anything yet. Do you know how much that turns me on? Seeing you like this, flustered and desperate for praise in front of strangers who don't even know what you are. You're not just wearing cat ears for fun. You're not just sitting at my feet because you're tired. You're mine. You belong to me. And when you try to flirt with other girls at the coffee shop, when you hesitate before following a command in public, I notice. I always notice. That's why we're here. So I can remind you. Remind you who you kneel for. Who you obey. Who calls you a good puppy when you deserve it. And a bad puppy when you don't. Oh, now you're squirming. Your thighs are tense. You're breathing harder. You poor thing. You're already all worked up, aren't you? Just from the humiliation? Just from being seen, teased, put in your place? I wonder what the people walking by think of you. Do they think you lost a bet? Or maybe they think you like this. A grown man kneeling on the ground, wearing cat ears for his neighbor, staring up at her with those wide, desperate eyes, blushing like a virgin, obeying like a pet. Yeah, I think they know. You're lucky I'm in a good mood today. If it were up to me, I'd bring a leash next time. See how far you'd go to prove how much you want this. But don't worry. We'll save that for next time. If you're a good boy. You're being very quiet, which is interesting, considering how much you usually whimper when I tease you. Huh? Oh, that little shiver just now. Don't pretend I didn't see that. You like it, don't you? You like being my little toy in public. You like the risk. You like the shame. And you love knowing I see right through you. You think I don't notice how tight your fists get when I call you my pet? You think I can't tell when your breath gets all shallow and shaky? Do you need a break already? No? That's what I thought. Because bad boys don't get breaks. Not when they've been misbehaving. You think I forgot about your little stunt last week? When you told me you accidentally liked that girl's post? The one in the tight skirt who keeps sending you hearts? Yeah, that one. Oops, you didn't mean to, huh? Liar. You wanted me to see it. You wanted to get punished. Just like now. Wearing those ridiculous ears. Obeying every little command I give you. Blushing like a teenager in front of strangers. I should make you think me. Right here. In front of everyone. Tell me what you are. Come on. Say it. Oh, tongue-tied now. Say you're my obedient little plaything. Say you belong to me. Good boy. That's more like it. Another couple just walked past. You stayed still. Didn't even look up. Such control. But I could feel you twitch. You wonder if they noticed. If they figured it out. If they saw a grown man kneeling in the grass, wearing cat ears, looking like he's trying not to pass out from sheer embarrassment. They probably just assumed you're cosplaying something. Or maybe they saw what I see. A good boy being properly trained. You know, if I were meaner, I'd make you wear a bell next time. Or maybe write property of Hana on a little tag and hang it from your collar. Don't pout. You love it. You blush even harder. Shake even more. And maybe, I'd let you nuzzle my thigh in return. But only if you begged for it. You're squirming again. I said be still. Or do I need to hold your chin right here in the open and remind you who you belong to? That's what I thought. You're lucky I even let you kneel here instead of making you follow me on a leash like the needy thing you are. You don't get to flirt with girls behind my back. You don't get to play innocent when that mind is anything but. I know how your brain works. I know what happens when I humiliate you. How your body reacts. How your thoughts spiral. Don't worry. I think it's cute. A little dirty. A little broken. But cute. Still quiet. You're doing better than I thought. Keeping it together while I make you sit on the ground like a pet, obeying every word I whisper. I bet your chest feels tight. Oh, I bet your ears are burning. I bet you want to be praised so badly you're ready to cry. Do you deserve it? Do you really? Tell me, use your words. Almost, but not quite. Let's test your self-control a little longer. Hold out your hand. Palm up. There. Now, don't move. You're going to sit there, perfectly still, hand out like that, until I say otherwise. And you're going to imagine exactly what would be resting there if I wasn't so angry with you. That's your punishment. Anticipation. Restraint. And everyone walking past will just see a sweet little guy with fuzzy ears and an odd pose beside a woman who's obviously in charge. Wonder what they think we're doing. No peeking. Eyes down. Good boy. You're still trembling. Still obeying. You're so easy to break down. But look at you now. You're enduring it. Taking the shame. Letting it build and build. That's what I wanted. That's what makes you mine. You crave the humiliation because it's mine to give. You crave the denial because you know I'll only reward you when I'm sure you need it. And you do need it, don't you? You need me to forgive you. You need my approval. You need that praise, that warm little good boy, deep in your chest where it hurts the most. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go home. You're going to stay quiet the entire walk. You're going to keep those ears on. And when we get inside, if you've been good, truly good, I'll let you curl up on the floor like the pet you are and rest your head against my thigh. And maybe, just maybe, I'll tell you what a very good boy you've become. Until then, you keep your hands still. You keep your mouth shut. And you keep remembering who owns you.